Well, a warm welcome along to Saturday's Manchester United update. In a moment, we'll have the latest team news ahead of Sunday's big clash at West Bromwich Albion. But before we do that, we'll have news on the transfer front to tell you about, and it surrounds Erling Haaland, because Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has hinted that he could be set to make a move for his fellow Norwegian countryman in the future, keeping close tabs on the Borussia Dortmund striker's situation. Well, when asked about Haaland, Solskjaer said, "Erling will have a fantastic career. I'm following Erling. I always said that. Was it 18 months we had together or something?" he added. "Almost 2 years, maybe. A wonderful time. He will definitely have a great career for both Norway and his club. He's doing incredibly well for Dortmund, so we'll see where he ends up. As a Norwegian and someone who's worked with him, it is, of course, fun that he does so well." Well, he went on to add, "Where does he end up? I do not want to say anything other than that I wish him all the best. Which choice he makes may be up to him." Well, as I mentioned, it is West Brom away on Sunday for Solskjaer and his men as they look to try and close the gap on Manchester City at the top of the table. So mixed news, of course, this week for Solskjaer. No Paul Pogba, who's missing for several weeks with a thigh injury. But Eric Bailly has been back in training after a six-match absence, and he could feature at the Hawthorns. Luke Shaw, Bruno Fernandes, Scott McTominay and Edinson Cavani could start also after coming on as midweek substitutes in the FA Cup win over West Ham. All are expected to feature. Well, finally, for the bulletin, the thoughts of Bruno Fernandes, who has sent a message to some of United's young stars in the academy who want to become a regular part of the first team. Well, Fernandes has said, "Now is the time to be humble, keep training and keep doing the right things. When they go back to the under-18s and under-23s, you have to try and make the difference there. They have to keep their heads clean, because it's easy to come into the first team and your head goes a little bit. It's also hard when you have to go back and train and play with the junior teams. I was in that position some years ago and I know it's hard." That's all for now. We'll have more later.